Accordion player José Hernando Noguera and friends perform the traditional music of his Latin American heritage. The World Roots Academy Late Night Prom, live on BBC Radio 3 on Tuesday night at 10:15.
Trust me, they will dance to it.
This is BBC Radio 3, it's 10:30, and now we continue our weekend of live broadcasts from the 2012 WOMAD Festival. So let's go over to the festival site in Charlton Park in Wiltshire to join Andrew McGregor.
Thanks, Jonathan. Welcome to Saturday Night WOMAD. Welcome back to anyone who's been here, not just this weekend already, but in the festival's 30-year history, or Radio 3's own, what is it, some 14 years we've been broadcasting from WOMAD near... now, very nearly half the festival's existence. Well, we've got some great highlights and live performances coming up. Lopa, Lucy and Marianne are round about the various stages still going, ready to introduce the acts and tell us who's where. Between now and 1am, we have tonight's live headline act. Already on, we'll be joining him a little later, the reigning king of Algerian Rai, Khaled, live on the open-air stage. There's Portuguese band Deolinda, live in the Siam tent near the close tonight. Nigeria's Afrobeat standard-bearer Femi Kuti in the middle, and my interview with him backstage. And from our own Radio 3 stage earlier this evening, making their WOMAD debut, the sound of tradition resurgent in Scotland in the hands of a new generation. This is Braybach, the new paradigm. Braybach, a brilliant young Scottish band built on the powerful foundation of bagpipes, flute and fiddle. Callum, Megan, Ewan, James and James. Wonderful blend of tradition, talent and new ideas. Marianne Kennedy was earlier calling it the best Brabach set she's ever heard. So listen out for more on World on 3 this coming Friday, I think. Definitely one of the highlights from the Radio 3 stage this evening. There will be more. And if you enjoy Brabach, then you might be able to catch them at the Warwick Folk Festival tomorrow before they head back home for the Edinburgh Fringe and Piping Live in Glasgow. Well, with more highlights from the Radio 3 stage, the best klezmer group in London, they've been called, although having heard them, I think it's selling them a little short, Shekoyok. And we'll be going there live a bit later to hear a Tuareg bluesman, a guitar hero known as the Desert Rebel. But that's after an appointment with the huge open-air stage here at WOMAD. Thousands right now are crowding in to hear the Saturday night headline act. Lucy Duran is there stage side for us. Lucy, he's one of the most famous, best-selling musicians from North Africa and the Arabic world. So introduce us to Khaled.
Well, yes, as you say, I think actually he's probably the best-selling world music artist ever. He's sold millions and millions of copies of his albums. And what's wonderful about him is that he's got such a genuine voice. It's such a genuine North African voice. And it doesn't change. He started his career back in the early 80s, when in those days he was called Sheb Khaled, Young Khaled. He's now, I think, 52. He's a little bit chubby. He's going grey. But he's incredibly youthful and doing a fabulously energetic set here on the open-air stage. And there must be at least 10,000 people there, all dancing to his music.
And the energy is so important, isn't he? He's a real high-energy performer. I can see him just dancing and almost sort of cartwheeling on the stage, on the monitor in the studio here. But just give us a very brief introduction to the kind of music we're going to hear, to Rai music from Algeria.
Well, Rai music, it really came up. He actually popularized it. Khaled popularized it in the 1980s. But it's an older music. It's a sort of a fusion music from the, mainly from sort of the Berber area of North Africa, Algeria. And he modernized it and brought in all of these things that we are hearing right now, rock music, reggae, all kinds of different sounds into it. But at the base of all the music is this very, very strong North African percussion sound and his very, very North African voice, which has remained uncompromisingly North African. Even in his, you know, wildest moments of success, he's never kind of sold out or gone hugely commercial. He's just stayed as he is, and that's why he continues to be so popular. And Rai is, which means opinion, it's the music of the youth. And even though he's growing older, he still is the voice of the youth. He's the voice of the disenfranchised youth of North Africa. He's also the voice of hope. And I'm sure you've seen this, Andrew. He's got such a wonderful smile on his face. He communicates, he just radiates joy and energy. He's an absolute delight to watch.
انا بحظ عليا وانت يا لا ما نديرك بعيدة ما نمكالك لا صهر لا ميمون ارقم زين ودي ديك هدي ديك هدي ديك ديك الزين دي واه يا بعدك عليا اشبال
Didi, one of Khaled's greatest hits, live on the open-air stage at WOMAD. Algerian Rai meeting rock, funk, a little bit of heavy metal guitar as well. Khaled, the undisputed king of Rai, the reigning monarch, bestriding the open-air stage here at WOMAD. Tens of thousands flocking to hear him live right here, right now. And he's fantastic to meet as well. The same energy comes across in conversation as does on stage. I know this from talking to him at the Radio 3 World Music Awards when they were up in Scotland, and he was just irrepressible, tremendous fun, a real character. That huge grin that Lucy Durand was describing, the energy levels, the dancing, and, well, as she was saying just before she introduced him to us from the stage side, he has to be one of the best-selling world music artists of our time. No sign of him slowing down whatsoever. Well, the stage has emptied just for the moment. We are just in time to join the audience there at the open-air stage at the end of Khaled's WOMAD set this evening. But a little bird backstage tells me it is worth hanging around for a little longer. It's almost certain that there will be an encore, if not encores. There is action. Guitars are being strapped back on. Somebody's just come back behind the drums and the riser. We will get more music. Back to the main stage. More from Khaled.
Thank you very much. Shukran jazilan. Merci beaucoup. Thanks. Thank you so much. Arigato.
Yeah.
Lila, 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 lila. Desert Rose. عبد الواحد from Morocco, Casablanca. From Algeria. I am boss. Coco, please.
Hey.
Jennifer like Saba Queen. Comme si je n'existais pas. Elle est passée à côté de moi. Sans un regard, reine de Saba. J'ai dit Aïcha, prends tout est pour toi. Voici les perles, les bijoux. Aussi le retour de ton coup. Les fruits bien mûrs au goût de miel. Ma vie Aïcha, si tu m'aimes, j'irai.
Aïcha from the King of Rai, Algerian legend Khaled, live on the open age stair. He doesn't need one of those. Here at WOMAD in Wiltshire, one of the hardest working musicians you'll find. You never forget a Khaled gig. Your dance muscles remind you in the morning. You're listening to BBC Radio 3 live at the WOMAD Festival, celebrating 30 years of the world of music, arts and dance. Still to come, one of my own live truck sessions from Japanese musicians, bamboo pipes from the Solomon Islands, drums and voices from the Nubian people of the Nile in Egypt, Afrobeat from the Kuti dynasty in Nigeria, an interview with Femi Kuti included, acoustic beauty from Portuguese band Deolinda live. I don't know how we're going to fit it all in before 1 a.m. We'll try. But our next appointment is with our own Radio 3 stage. Lopa Katari is there. She's going to introduce our nomadic guest. Lopa, you're live. Introduce us to your desert warrior.
Well, Andrew, A bit like in the desert, when the sun sets, it really does get quite cold, and it's a bit chilly out here on the Radio 3 stage. But I think, as you can hear from the crowd, there's an awful lot of them, and there's a great deal of heat out there. And nestled in the Arboretum, it's like an oasis in the desert, which is a perfect setting for our desert rebel that we have on stage. He is a Tuareg bluesman from Niger, and his songs are about exile, poverty, identity, and although there's a kind of detached melancholy about them, they are really uplifting. So please give a warm welcome to the desert songs of Abdallah Umbadugu.
Thank you.
دن منا كايت ما دن مرها هايت ما أرهاتو ماس
هايت ما
دن منا كايت ما دن مرها هايت ما غرهاتو ماس هايت ما دن منا
كايت ما
دن مرها
هايت ما
sound live on the Radio 3 stage, Abdallah Umbadougou from Niger, one of the nomadic Tuareg desert blues warriors. His first time at Wormwood, his first time in England, in fact. And, well, obviously, I've never had a chance to hear Abdallah live before. There's no doubting his stature there. The number of Tuareg guitarists from Tinaro and South I've read and heard name-checking him as a major influence on their music and guitar stars. Abdallah Umbadougou live here at WOMAD 2012, influencing a new generation of guitarists, not just with his playing, but also with his teaching at his own music schools. I heard him talking to Lucy Duran earlier today for a future edition of World Roots. So listen out for much more music from Abdallah and that interview in next Sunday's edition of World Roots with Lucy. Now, my little studio here just behind the Radio 3 stage is suddenly packed with new friends from Hokkaido Island in Japan. You will be meeting them properly in just a few minutes after we've sound-checked inside the truck, and they'll be performing some of their music from Ainu traditions for us as well, a live exclusive here. But now the next highlight we picked for you from a performance on the open-air stage this afternoon is an all-bamboo band, Narasiratu from the Solomon Islands. Bamboo blown, bamboo bashed with flip-flops, stroked. You could call it pan pipes and percussion, except that doesn't really do the beautiful sound justice. They just call the music bamboo, polyrhythmic beats, hypnotic sounds. This is Narasiratu with Mato.
You see? You stretch your head in the air. These are the talents that the record in the Pina Latina tribal states. It's called Mato. And it's for you.
Atuia na huta huta, ira na poroa, toiha waruara, ira na hui desu, mane po na huta, ri o ani mai, uhara suara, ira na poroa, uarene, matsu are koru, uarene.
Kermit. Traditional pan-pipe music, and one of them is called Aonimako, and the tune is called Teto Celebration. Thank you very much. I hope you'll enjoy it.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Are you still with me? Are you still with me? Thank you so much. Because of you, we are here. And ladies and gentlemen, when I was a child, my mother was the way I got me. And my grandmother is the one who took care of me. She carried me across her chest and sung this lullaby song.
interesting ending to a lullaby. That was Roro Mera from Narasiratu, bamboo music from the Solomon Islands in the South Pacific, as heard on the open-air stage at WOMAD at lunchtime today. Don't be lulled into sleep, not just yet. We have far too much to share with you still. Ahead of us, Femi Kuti in interview and on stage. Deo Linda from Portugal live, talking music and food, I think. We have klezmer and Balkan music from Shekoyak, a wonderful session on our Radio 3 stage earlier today. And right now, they've managed to squeeze themselves into the studio with me. It's like a sort of version of sardines every time we have bands here. But we have five Japanese musicians performing live on the Chaligalit stage tomorrow, but exclusively for us, they're right here. A vocal quartet from Japan, from Hokkaido Island, and guardians, I understand, of an ancient tradition. And Oki is with them, playing tonkuri. Now, Oki, thank you very much. You're going to translate and tell us something about the tradition. But the vocal group is called Ma Leu Leu?
Correct.
Was that close enough?
Very close.
And it means butterfly.
Butterfly,
yes,
yeah.
In Japanese. Now, this is music of the Ainu people?
Yeah, so our music based on their traditional songs.
And where are the Ainu people from? It's not just Hokkaido Island, is it?
Well, right now, most of the Ainu people live in Hokkaido Island, you know, far up north, yeah. You know, biggest island in Japan.
And are these traditions which are still alive today, or are these traditions that you're having to fight to keep?
Yeah, when I think about 20 years ago, kind of our culture getting weak and weak and weak, you know, almost disappear. But, you know, when I look up the history, many times we lost our culture, but always, you know, against losing kind of like a movement happening. Right. So now, Malele really doing digging old songs which we don't sing anymore.
But teaching them and reminding people of the songs and,
yes.
and their place in the culture.
Yes.
Now, perform something for us then. And these are, you call these upopu songs?
Is yeah, upopo, the, yes.
And what does that mean? Is that just the style?
Well, the song, or? You know, upopo means a song.
Right.
Yeah.
And what's this first one? Tell us something about
it. Okay, this is the very unique style of our music, and especially handed by female, you know. So then, you know, maybe I don't need any explain, just listen to this song.
Oh,
Wow, that was beautiful. The sound of Malolo, four singers from Hokkaido Island in Japan. And that, Oki, that was hypnotic. And is it a kind of trance music, a meditative music?
We started the trance music over 1,000 years ago.
Right.
Without any club. Yeah.
And when would songs like this have been performed? What was their purpose in Ainu?
It's like entertainment because a long time ago, we don't have any TV, radio, of course, right? Mm. And, it's like a pure entertainment. And also those songs we are singing after the important ceremony, for example, like a bear ceremony.
The bear ceremony?
Bear ceremony.
What's that for? What's the purpose of the bear ceremony?
Oh, it's going to be a long story when I tell the bear story. But it's a kind of the, Ainu people learned the connection in between people and nature. But it's not exactly like a nature. We call that kamui. Kamui is a spirit, right? So it's like Ainu and Kamui is a very important relationship. If we don't respect Kamui, Kamui is gonna upset and they don't give us any, send us any bear, right? So that's why bear ceremony in a very, very cold winter time, we do the bear ceremony. Yeah. And then singing and dancing and storytelling. Yeah, many things, like a ritual.
So these rituals and these songs and this tradition, which you told us already, has nearly died several times, but is already coming back. Is this something that that young people are now beginning to learn and beginning to understand again? Are you getting a new generation
of
Ainu who are performing?
Especially
this?
The language.
Yeah.
Right. So the people say Ainu language is gonna disappear, right? But no, now some crazy young Ainu ordering food at the restaurant by Ainu language. But nobody understand in Japan, But, since some Ainu, fighting, by Ainu language, So it's getting better and better and better.
But it has to become politicized before it can become better?
Better, yeah. Much, much better than before, yeah.
Good. Well, this time we're going to hear you on tonkuri,
yes,
as well, which is the instrument you brought in, as well as the four women singers as well from Malolo. Mm-hmm. So just tell me something about the instrument before we hear the tonkuri.
Okay. Tonkuri is the handed by Saharin Ainu. Saharin is the another island. It's not Hokkaido. Up north of Hokkaido. Very skinny and long island, It's like about more than 1,000 kilometers, very long and skinny island. And half of the island owned by Saharin Ainu. And, Saharin Ainu and Hokkaido Ainu, the culture is slightly different. And also Saharin Ainu has a big strong connection in between China and also rest of the Siberian indigenous groups, right? So, and then this instrument handed by Saharin Ainu in Saharin Island.
It's a long
five strings. Simple, like a harp,
It's really, and well, it's from a long thin island. It's a long thin instrument as well.
Yeah, long and skinny and it looks like a boat.
It does.
Yeah.
Well, what's the song we're going to hear?
Next one.
Yeah.
Okay, next one is the traditional song about bird. Yeah. So it's this song has the beautiful dance, but I'm sorry, this is radio. You can't see the dance,
and there is not
but
enough
space. But you can
space.
See the dance tomorrow.
Oh, I will see some tomorrow.
Yes.
Good. Okay. Right. Well, let's hear it.
All right.
beautiful bird, and that was the sound of Maleolo, the butterfly quartet from Japan, with Tonkori played by Oki. Oki, thank you so much for explaining something about the Ainu traditions and the music from your part of Hokkaido Island in Japan, preserving the traditions of the Ainu people. If you're coming to WOMAD tomorrow, Sunday, you have a workshop from 2 o'clock until 3 o'clock?
Yes,
and then performing live at 6:30 on the Charlie Gillett stage. You heard them here first, right here in our Radio 3 truck. Thank you very much for coming in. Now, one of the problems of having so much music squeezed into a weekend, into a day, is that you can't be everywhere, which is why I'm looking forward to this next highlight. More than one person's told me I should have been there. Well, I was interviewing Femi Kuti, so I couldn't. But from the open air stage this afternoon, this is the sound of the drums and voices of the Nubian people of the Nile in Egypt, keeping their heritage and culture alive at WOMAD this afternoon. The sound of Nuba Nur. And this is a song called Yenas, O People. And it begins with a 30th anniversary greeting.
Hello.
Happy birthday, woman.
Nogo Una, She Left Me. Frame drum, plucked strings and voices from Egypt. The sound of Nuba Noor, recorded by our team of soundsmiths on the open air stage at WOMAD this afternoon. One of the highlights I missed, so great to catch up on air. Did you see them yourselves? Tweet with the hashtag R3WOMAD and join the conversations online as well. We had one from Dr. Bear earlier. Seth Lakeman, wow. Highlight so far. Well, that was Radio 3 stage yesterday evening. Yeah, but that was before we'd had everything we've heard today. More coming as well. But I didn't miss one of the biggest draws of the evening here at WOMAD, making a return visit in the festival's 30th year, torchbearer for Nigerian Afrobeat Femi Kuti with his band The Positive Force, always bringing with him memories of his famous father Fela Kuti and his legendary Lagos club, The Shrine. Well, I caught up with Femi backstage before the soundcheck and asked him whether the music of Afrobeat is still keeping pace with Nigerian politics.
Yes, definitely with Nigeria, but I'm trying to go a step further. I'm trying to make it global now because of the problems in Europe and America and Asia, the Arab countries. So I'm trying to... I mean, the politics of Nigeria is really sounding very monotonous and boring, really. I mean, the same story, the corruption. I mean, it's really pitiful and very sad that a country and people that should have all the potentials to be so successful, some certain people just keep on giving it a bad name and spoiling the future for a brighter generation. It's so depressing.
And with your father's message that music could change politics and could change a country and could change a nation, is this something that's still very important for you, or must you move beyond this now?
No. Yeah, but I don't get carried away with the reality at ground. I don't get carried away with what's going on in Mali or Somalia or the AIDS epidemic or things like this. But definitely music is making more people aware. As we can see with the WOMAD, because of the world music, Europeans are getting, they're not stereotyping just one direction of music. It's not just like about classical music or rock anymore. People are opening their minds to the world. So that's very important. And it is with the Afrobeat that people are seeing Nigerian history or politics or Africa through the Afrobeat. So it might not be solving the problems immediately, but it is creating a lot of awareness. And that's, I think the awareness comes before we can even think of solving the problems, especially bringing pressure on the government who wants a good image. When artists like my father or myself are always on the case, it gives the press and the media a lot of authority when they now talk of these matters and reference as well. So it is, but I don't want to lose sight of it's still very bad.
But now you have that global audience, you have people who can bring the message from outside back into pressure. It's not just a conversation inside Nigeria, it's a global conversation.
Yes, and with the internet and all that now, I think governments are finding it, as we see in Egypt, anywhere, even in Europe, in Greece, everywhere, governments are finding it very hard to be hypocritically dictators, as we see in the past, or the bankers. Now, one simple mistake by anybody, it just becomes everybody's talking about it. And it used to be a certain age group that just talked about politics. Now you find teenagers talking about politics. I mean, everybody's aware of what's going on globally.
And is this kind of openness, is this changing the way in which politicians react to your music at home? Is it making it harder for them to be oppressive or
yes,
to censor you?
Definitely. I mean, but I had noticed this a long time ago. So when I said to get my international exposure, I quickly capitalized on the media, because the media in Nigeria were not that friendly with me. And I think that was because the politicians were using, the government were using them as to blackmail me, to try and just discourage me. But I got so much attention in Europe and America that it was still very hard to touch me or arrest me. So I'd always play this kind of chess game, being always ahead of them in this respect. So when they close the shrine, there's so much pressure, and I think it's very unbelievable that, oh, why is he so important outside? And the pressure is more outside than, it used to be so powerful outside than inside. Now, inside is catching up, especially age has caught up with everybody now. They realize, oh, he's 50. He's not, 20 years has gone so fast, and it's a shock to a lot of people. So everything has really worked out for me, and yes.
And you've been working on a new album. Are we going to hear any of the songs from this at WOMAD?
Yeah, definitely. Maybe one or two. I will definitely play the title, No Place for My Dream. It's really an old tune, but I never recorded it. But it's so factual of the situation right now. And it used to be a great hit in the club. And I don't know how we never got to ever record it. And one day I was just sitting and said, well, we never recorded this number. So I said, playing it live with my new band. And everybody's, oh, wow, this is a great number. I said, okay, so let's keep on. And we started working and we recorded it now. And I think it's the best title for explaining anybody who wants positive change and doesn't see that light at the end of the tunnel, but still giving you that motivation to want to do something about it. So you are not losing hope. Well, you are losing hope, but you are not losing hope. It's like kind of very contradictory, but factual.
His dream, my dream's to see everlasting peace, people smiling in the streets, singing the sweet song of peace. So I said, I've achieved my dream, feeling proud and full of faith, excited, so to say, the people are sure to see what I feel. Oh no, they said there's no place for my dream, but don't you face reality, for great men have had the same dream, and you are not the same way.
Oh, that hero, a dead hero, a dead hero, a dead hero.
He taught me that was to make them see happiness for all can be more than a dream come true for humanity. This dream can become a reality. So I said, I'll achieve my dream, feeling proud and full of faith, excited, so to say, the people are sure to see what I feel. But no, they said there's no place for my dream. Why don't you face reality? The great men have had the same dream, and you end up the same way.
A dead hero, a dead hero, a dead hero, a dead hero.
I said I better wake up from my dream. I better wake up now before I wake up late, for nothing's ever going to change. Life will always remain the same. Corruption, oppression will never end. I better put that in my head. As long as there's good, there'll always be bad. For that's the king of the life we have. So you see, there's no place for your dream, where only good is meant to be. For great men have had the same dream, and you end up the same way.
A dead hero, a dead hero, a dead hero, a dead hero.
Oh! one more time. Ah ha! Whoa, whoa. Like this, everybody, everybody, like this, like this. Everybody, everybody like this. Come on, two hands like this. Everybody, everybody like this. Like this. One, two, three. This. Everybody, everybody like this. Like this. Everybody, everybody like this. Like this. Everybody, everybody like this. Like this. Like this. If my eyes not deceive me, are not true many things. Politicians and soldiers making meeting. Our country them won't repair. Them they make like say them no no. Yeah. Say not done spoil our country so. Yeah. As them lay the baru and they go. Now so my people they follow. I'm sorry, sorry, yo. I'm sorry for Nigeria. I'm sorry, sorry, yo. I'm sorry for Africa.
Sorry, sorry, yo.
I'm sorry for Nigeria.
Sorry, sorry, yo.
I'm sorry for Africa.
Sorry, sorry, yo.
That's when I'm like at the sense, yeah.
Sorry, sorry, yo.
Look at my friends. Like to your world, but today follow, follow, follow them every beast. Like some peace, then go they march, they go. They fight for the people, with for Nigeria. These politicians and soldiers, everyone the same. No one defend the other, my people no one go. But with this kind of leaders, Africa don't get hope. Africans will suffer till this barbarian shall come. Sorry, sorry, sorry for Nigeria. Sorry, sorry, oh, and I'm evil.
Sorry, sorry, oh.
till they suffer reach our bones. It's Lagos. It's Africa. Thank you. I look at my brother, I shake my head, yo.
Suffering, na hunger day. Everywhere you go, you go hear that song of pain. Now the people they try to help me, then the present hope go come their way. Everywhere you go, you go hear that same old story. Now the people they try to help me, but now so complain. The time where I know, now the time where we day. The time to prove how I'm going to be high. Action time. Action time talk. Action time. Action time talk. Action time. Action time talk. Action time. Action time talk.
Afrobeats almost turning into rock steady there at the end of that number. Action time, and it's always action time when Femi Coote is on stage, bringing the family Afrobeat band back to WOMAD 2012. Talking to me backstage before his sound check this evening, bringing us early evening heat on and off stage. And you heard what's going to be the title track from Femi's new album, No Place for My Dream, which is almost finished, he tells me. He thinks it's going to be out early next year. Now, we're waiting for our last live performance. They're still setting up on the Siam tent. It's always where the music ends every night here at WOMAD, the place to be. Marianne Kennedy joins me, and it's going to be from Portugal's Deolinda. Now, I know you met them earlier. We'll talk about them when we're about to go over there. But we have got a little time to hear something from Canada first, Marianne. This is the Quebecois band Genticorum. Now, you're old friends, aren't you?
Genticorum, we go back a long time, actually, now. They were actually the very first band that I ever introduced on Radio 3.
Really?
At Celtic Connections a few years ago now. And they were such a breath of fresh air then. Three guys who sing together, who's stepping the constant rhythm that the Quebecois music is accompanied by, the dick-a-dang, dick-a-dang, dick-a-dang. Just it's like the heartbeat that runs through the music, and just the very earthiness of the songs as well. They sing about the same things as the Scots and the Irish emigrants that were also out there with them in this new place called Canada. They were just a little bit more forthright about it.
Yeah, and it's a really insistent kind of beat and rhythm and sound, isn't it? So what are we going to hear?
Well, we're going to hear the song that kind of sums up their current album, Nager Rameur, and it's a tribute to the voyageurs, the guys that went out and really plied the most difficult trade of making their way up the rivers, going hunting, bringing back down the skins, you know, working with the logging. The rivers is where the new boundaries, the new land was claimed. And the whole of the album really pays tribute to these guys. And this song in particular just sums up the camaraderie of these guys out together, going through all these hardships and still having this fantastic friendship and living life together.
Thank you.
Jean Tikhorum from Quebec, Canada, Quebecois tradition, recorded on the Radio 3 stage yesterday here at WOMAD, where we're about to hear our last live music of the night. Marianne, who are your new Portuguese best friends?
Well, they are really quite an act, very close, brothers, cousins, husband and wife, all sitting within that quartet, and very much lovers of life and commenting on life, even right down to cooking in the Taste of the World tent next door to us.
Because they're called Deo Linda, that's the group, and you saw them performing, but you know, no musical instruments at the time, were they?
No, well, one of the most important tents here at WOMAD, as you know yourself, is this place, Taste the World, where the audiences get to meet in a very intimate atmosphere some of the bands taking part in the festival, and they're sharing a little more of their culture by showing them some of the fantastic recipes and food that come from their own backgrounds. And we had a veritable Portuguese banquet laid out for us under the definitely the captaincy of Ana Bacalhau, the lead singer.
She was very much in charge, I gather, wasn't she?
Absolutely.
And yeah, there was a lot of codfish.
Yes.
And salad.
Yes.
Did you taste
and,
anything?
And actually, Bacalhau actually means codfish.
Oh, right.
So she was actually serving up a dish of bacalhau as well as the music later on, and the music that we're going to hear very shortly. She was joined in the truck here by her husband, José Pedro Laital, and we spent a little while talking just about the food and what have you. But I wanted to ask them especially about one song that's really taken a trick back home for a band that's associated with traditional music, although they're writing their own new songs. It's really quite something for a song that they've written in this tradition to grab the nation in a way, because Portugal, of course, is one of the countries in the EU that's going through really tough times at the moment. And this song just seemed to hit home for people that heard it when they were performing.
Well, we had four big concerts in January.
Two in Lisbon and two in Oporto.
Yeah, January 2011.
Uh-huh.
On the biggest venues in Portugal.
And we want to take to people a new song. What we didn't expect was the reaction of the people that were watching the concert.
Yeah.
Slowly they started applauding a new song and started
getting
up and keeping applauding during the song.
And well, the song is about Parvex. So
yeah,
this person is singing about her frustration about not being able to plan her life because she can't get a proper job. She has studied and she's trying to be able to plan for her future. So it speaks about the frustration of this person, this young person. And we knew a lot of friends that were in this situation, so we knew it was something that was happening in Portugal. We didn't know it affected as many people as we came to understand it did, because during the concert we were playing each concert, for the four concerts we were playing for 3,500 people, and every audience stood up and applauded, and some people we could see tears in their eyes because they were relating to this character, relating to this frustration. People were talking about, politicians were talking about it, people from the press,
opinion makers, all the major opinion makers in Portugal talked about the song, about the music, about the context of the song.
And unfortunately, nowadays, you know, it's been a year and a half. Unfortunately, it's not only the younger generation that's in trouble getting jobs.
Several generations. Yeah. And what we saw in YouTube was that the song was translated into Spanish, Greek, English, French, German. And we got contact with persons from US, Canada, all over Europe.
To be able to, you know, be a musician and have your music actually actively doing something in societies is quite something, yeah.
And the WOMAD Festival audience, of all audiences, would be one that truly understood this as well. And we're delighted that you're here to play for us this year. Ana and José Pedro, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for the invitation. Thank you.
It was really quite moving listening to them talking about this, because it was very evident for a band and for writers who do come home in on what's personal and what matters to people in their daily lives, for them then to realise that a song like this had hit home with such an unexpectedly large audience. It was really quite something.
Well, it's more than gone viral, hasn't it? It's actually become quite a big thing for them, and as they were saying. And well, we're just about to go over and join them live right now at the Siam tent. Here they are, Deolinda.
O meu barro vai tornar-se perfeito e o monte adianto no jardim. O charco inquinado voltou a ser lago e o peixe ao contrário estado saiu perfumado, um rio de nenúfares em flor. Sou a mariposa bela e arosa que pinta o mundo do cor de rosa. Eu sou um lírio do amor. Sei que a chuva é grossa, que a tópia é mas quero voar, por favor, no metro enlatados, corpos apertados, suspiram ao ver-me entrar, sem pressas que há tempo da costa o momento e tu.
Se o mundo
Sei que esperas que não desiluda. te oiría.
Desculpem-me, dos homens estéreis, espíritos poetas, almas delicadas, a falsidade do meu gênio e das minhas palavras. E a erudição que eu canto, que é da vida aos pontos, que é a bela graça. Mas eu sou ambicionar, plantar batatas. Desculpem-me qualquer coisinha, mas não seja quem cantou o fado. Será que ouvir a linda entraram no sítio errado? Nós estamos numa casa ali ao lado, andamos todos uma casa ao nosso lado. Bem, são cantores, escritores, literatos, tocadores e serventes, poetas e poetas que são verdadeiros pedreiros das letras e cantam arte genuína, pescador, humilde, avarina, modesta e tanta vedeta devia dedicar-se à pesca. Desculpem lá qualquer coisinha, mas não esteja quem canta o fado. Se a provira de um linda entraram no sítio errado, é que nós estamos numa casa ao meu lado, andamos todos uma casa ao nosso lado. Por não fazer o que mais gosto, canto com desgosto, o facto de apostar e alguns chega a mal disposto, ocupa o meu lugar. Ninguém está bem com o que tem, há sempre um cavalo que nos vai valer. Porém, passa sempre se alguém não é quem deve ser. Desculpem lá qualquer coisinha, mas não está cá quem cantou o fado. Se era para ouvir a linda, entraram no sítio errado. É que nós estamos numa casa ali ao lado, andamos todos uma casa ao nosso
Bacalhau and the sound of Deolinda from Portugal live tonight as we head into the wee small hours from the WOMAD venue where the music always lasts longest, the Siam tent. Well, that's almost all for tonight. The weekend isn't over yet. Don't forget to look online for information and much, much more from WOMAD 2012 on the Radio 3 homepage and the main BBC homepage. Much more tomorrow. WOMAD live at lunchtime, 1 o'clock with Lucy Duran. And I'll be back after tomorrow night's prom at 10:15 with the Pineleaf Boys from Louisiana, Cuba's new legendary Buena Vista Social Club, and Mr. Robert Plant in interview and with his latest band, the Sensational Space Shifters. But that was Saturday night at WOMAD. Let's do it again tomorrow. Back in Broadcasting House, here's Jonathan Swain.
Andrew, thank you very much. WOMAD Live 2012 was introduced from Charlton Park in Wiltshire by Andrew McGregor with Lopa Katari, Mary Ann Kennedy and Lucy Duran. And as Andrew just mentioned, our next WOMAD visit is tomorrow lunchtime at 1 o'clock, when Lucy Duran will be introducing this year's World Roots Academy protégé, José Hernando. Then we'll be back to WOMAD again for a final late-night visit from 10:15 tomorrow. And you can get full information about our WOMAD coverage on the Radio 3 website. Two proms tomorrow, the first of them tomorrow afternoon, a prom of popular classics for all the family, fronted by none other than Wallace and Gromit. That's tomorrow afternoon from 3:30. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's 1 o'clock. Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Kodai, Rachmaninoff and Dvorak from Stockholm for this first hour and a half. Music making from a couple of concerts given there over the past year or two by the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra. Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto and Dvorak's New World Symphony are to come. First, though, Kodai's dances from Galanta. These days, the village of Galanta is in Slovakia, but it was part of Hungary when Kodai lived there as a boy. And he wrote these dances in 1933 as an evocation of the spirit of Galanta's long-established gypsy band. And the idiom should be familiar to the conductor here. He's the Slovakian Juraj Valčua.